Blog Talk Radio.
Money just changed everything. I wonder how life without it would go. From the concrete, who knew that a flower would grow? Looking down from the top and it's crowded below. My 15 minutes started an hour ago. Truth over fame, you know I respect the blatant shit. When I hear him talking, I just don't know what to make of it. Hate is so familiar to me, I'm slowly embracing it. Doesn't come natural, bear with me, it could take a bit. Yeah, and my dreams are who I'm racing with. But you can see I'm pacing it so that I'm always chasing it. Wayne put me right here, that's who I get the paper with. I hope that my success never alters our relationship. Yeah, this life is something I would die for. October zone, but it's looking like July 4. I just wish they let you try it first. This time I'm really going off. Fireworks.
Oh, today it begins. I've missed them before, but won't miss them again. I keep having the same dream, and I think that I just realized what it means.
All I see is fireworks. All I see is fireworks. Every night is fireworks.
Gentlemen, you should give it up for me. Look at how I'm placing all my napkins in my cutlery. I could tell it wasn't love, I just thought you fucked with me. Who could have predicted lucky strike would have you stuck with me? Damn, I kept my wits about me luckily. What happened between us that night, it always seemed to trouble me. Now all of a sudden these gossip rags want to cover me. And you making it seem like it happened that way because of me. But I was curious, and I never forget it, baby. What an experience. You could have been the one, but it wasn't that serious. There was smoke in the air before, that was me clearing it. That felt good. All in all, I learned a lesson from it, though. You never see it coming, you just get to see it go. Yeah, I should have looked up in the sky at first. Now I can see it in her eyes. Fireworks.
Oh, today it begins. I've missed them before, but won't miss them again. I keep having the same dream, and I think that I just realized what it means.
All I see is fireworks. All I see is fireworks. Every night is fireworks.
Everything the same, but it feels different. My dad called me up knowing that I still listen, and he still got his foot out, guilt tripping. It's been years though, I just learned to deal with it, for real. Me and my realtor, we built up a better rapport. Got my mother in a place with some better decor. She searched the entire city, I let her explore. And now she's saying she more lonely than ever before. How many of our parents' marriages lasted? I was only 5, I bet I barely reacted. I'm flying back home for the Heritage Classic. Searching for that feeling, tell me where's the magic? Let's stay together till we're ghosts. I wanna witness love, I never seen it close. Yeah, but I guess I gotta find it first. That's why I'm really going off. Fireworks.
Oh, today it begins. I've missed them before, but won't miss them again. I keep having the same dream, and I think that I just realized what it means.
All I see is fireworks. All I see is fireworks. Every night is fireworks.
Fireworks. We back. Yo, K Boogie. K Boogie, are you in the building?
Yeah, man, I'm standing here in the front door looking out the window with the sunroof back, with the door open, with the trunk up. I'm here.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to our first live broadcast in a couple weeks, you know. Took a few weeks off to reorchestrate some stuff, but we happy to be back in the building. Can a player play? Live every Sunday, 2:30 Pacific Standard Time. We come through here talking about life, love, music, hustling, family, money, you name it, we talk about it. You know, we come through here. It's a forum for the fellas. But ladies are more than welcome to speak their mind because we ain't nothing without the ladies. Real talk, man.
Matter of fact,
my brother, I ain't had to get in a minute.
I was just finna say, all the problems we get into is usually because of those ladies. But you didn't really hear that from me. You know, I know they think they the guys' gift to the world and all that good stuff. And I agree, we can't do a lot without them.
Yeah, there's an old cliche that say can't live with them, can't live without them. But the truth be told, it's not their fault. It's the situations that we allow them to put.
That's right. They can't do no more than we allow them to do. That's right. And that goes out for all the brothers out there, man. Player, step your game up. That's a shameless plug. But you got to get it together, get it right. You know what I'm saying? Because if we get it right, they ain't got no choice but to get it right.
Absolutely. Yo. Feel fresh, you know what I mean? It's some weird kind of weather out here on the West Coast right now. We got humidity jumping off, all sort of crazy stuff. But you know what? Today's show is called The Scars of Love Run Deep. And sometimes we go through, you know, this entire life in and out of love, having little moments here and there. And those little moments sometimes cost us a lifetime of pain. Then we get stuck a whole lifetime dealing with an issue that was only a momentary thing, you know what I mean, in the sandglass, the hourglass of time. For real, though, that's what we are on here talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. Call us, guest 5454. I see you in the chat room. Welcome. Thank you for tuning us in. Shameless plug once again. Let me do the introductions right. Your host, Pretty Tone, author of the book, Who Is She and What Is She to You? Player, Step Your Game Up. Player IG, co-host, world-known entertainment veteran, music business hustler, publishing hustler, real estate hustler, all-around man about town, Mr. K. Diddy Esquire, the Elixir of Love. Holla at him, K. Dizzle.
Yay, yay! That was about it, boy. After an introduction like that, what more can K. Dizzle, the Elixir of Love, really say? But if anybody's just joining us, please press number one on your phone. Let us know you're there. We're glad to have you join in. It's live, you know what I'm saying? But hit number one on your phone. Let us know you're there, and you can join us.
Absolutely. So, you know, today we're talking about scars, man, because, you know, the scars we carry through this lifetime affect almost everything we do. It affects the way we relate to people. It affects the way we relate to our children. It affects the way we view ourselves. And almost every decision comes with its own sets of side effects and scars. Some things we're able to roll on and roll past, and there's some things we're able to overlook, and then there are other things that we just can't let go that still influence us to this very day from a relationship from 10 years ago. And sometimes it's not even an intimate relationship. It could be a friendship. It could be...
Let me throw parents and family into that too, because sometimes, you know, they have the first and foremost impact on us, you know, and I've noticed a lot of people carry some of those scars through them life, through their whole life, you know, because I've heard people say, well, my mom and daddy say, you ain't gonna never be nothing, boy. You ain't gonna never be nothing, girl. You could tell that struck a chord with them, and they still feeling that. I just want to throw that one in there, too.
Yeah, and I'm definitely about to turn down that avenue, you know what I mean, because those are the first ones who strike the blow with you. You know what I'm saying? Because they're the first ones that have access to your would-be family. They're the first ones who can lay the roads to your insecurities, or they can, you know, they can break you up or break you down, or they can build you up. Is actually what I'm trying to say. Forgive me, everybody. It's the first show in a minute, so your boy kind of stumbling and bumbling. But I'm excited to be here with y'all. But that's the key to it, man. They're the first ones that have access to you. So they're the first ones that can either build you up or break you down. Then you're running with like a chicken with his head cut off, round and round and round, trying to figure it out.
Exactly.
And you still ain't dealt with the scars of yesteryear, because a lot of the way we conduct ourselves is directly related to, some would say, the inner child or the inner young adult who is now grown into the adult and still trying to figure this thing out.
Yeah, well, those seeds of insecurities, like you're saying, were planted early on, and, you know, you really have to make a conscious effort to root them out. And a lot of people don't do that. You know, they put Band-Aids and they find excuses and they point the finger at other people. And the hardest thing to do is check your own star player, you know.
True that. And your own star player is who you have to keep in focus.
Absolutely.
A lot of times, a lot of us engage in just unhealthy series of actions, unhealthy series of friendships, in hopes of that Band-Aid holding us over temporarily in the moment, not realizing that it still ain't addressed the original cut, wherever that original cut may lie. Maybe it was your first love. Maybe it was your mama. Maybe it was your daddy. It could have been your brother. It could have been your uncle or your aunt, somebody, whatever, put that first, laid that first brick in the road of the scars over your lifetime. You've got to go back to the source, identify it, work on that, and try to build yourself from there, because I'm telling you, man, life will steamroll your ass in a heartbeat. And before you look up, you caught up in a whirlwind of bullshit, wondering, how did I get here? Seriously, the person inside your head that you know yourself to be is not the same person that your actions are showing to the world. Because there's a measure of good in each and every one of us, but it's putting ourselves in an environment where that good can come forth. Or engaging in a series, I like to say you've been dating the same person in different friggin' shells pretty much your whole life. Now, there's some folks who say, I'm crazy. No, I'm not crazy. Because if you ain't tried a variety and you only been dating one kind of person your whole life, that means you've never given anything else a chance. So basically, you're dating that same person over and over again.
Well, how about the people that haven't really dated anybody, but yet and still they got all the answers? They have absolutely no life experiences, but they have the answers.
Explain that, KD, because I don't think I quite get that. What do you mean, brother?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that haven't had any experience of dating, maybe only had one or two relationships, you know what I mean? So that's all they know is the experience for those
mm-hmm.
one or two relationships. Now, if they've dated the same guy, same type of guy, or the same type of woman, those two relationships that they've had the pleasure of being involved in, that's all they know, is my point, and it's very limited because they haven't really had any life experiences to really judge or gauge or even really truly know what's good or what's not good for them even.
Boy, oh boy, KD just got all profound on our ass, ain't he?
Just think about it. I mean, how do you know what's sweet or what's sour had you not ever tasted either? You know, it's just impossible. But, you know, there's people that's never even left their block, but they can tell you how things go in China, Australia, and Europe. And, you know, just some things you just can't get out of a book. You know, you just can't. Some things you just have to learn for yourself, same as with relationships. Because as we know, you know, some of us, we look at other people's relationships and say, man, that shit's crazy, it's dysfunctional. But if it might work for them. It might not work for us, but it might work for them. But our experiences is just totally limited on what we know, no more than what we know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well said, my dear brother. Well said. And as we rolling right along, 646-929-2870 is the calling number. You want to jump in the chat room, you know how we do. Gonna take a quick little musical break right here now. Stick and stay, y'all. Stick and stay.
We'll be right back.
We ain't
back.
Going nowhere.
Yeah. We back live, your man, Pretty Tone. You know what I mean? Can a player play 646-929-2870? K Dizzle, the Esquire of Love. We back up on here chilling with all our listeners. You know, welcome to the show. Shout out to all my folks on Twitter. I see you. I'm hollering at you right now. My Facebook folks, I ain't got at you yet, you know what I mean? We're on here talking about scars, you know, and the show is originally about the scars of love, but it could also be the scars of family, the scars of life. The scars, you could attack that onto just about anything, you know. Kate Dizzle was just talking about sometimes the limited scope of one's life experience kind of limits your broader vision. And that's the key to life, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, sir.
Absolutely, too, man. And I want to touch these brothers and sisters out there real quick, you know, the ones that had bad relationships in the past and, you know, they starting out with a new man or a new woman. Y'all got to learn how to let that stuff go, because if you come into this and you start trying to make that man or that woman jump through hoops and prove they self to you and do this and do that, you're setting yourself up for failure. You got to decide at some point in time to let the past be in the past and let that stuff go if you want any chance of any real type relationships. Other than that, you're going to keep repeating that same stuff over and over again. You got to learn how to get over things and leave them where they be. And that's my take on it from K Dizzle, the Elixir of Love.
My man, I'm going to tell you about scars right now. My man on Twitter, Mr. Dustin Bieber, oh, you funny. Dustin Bieber just tweeted me. He's like, I just want a woman who doesn't talk about her ex. Because I literally don't care what effing happened in that relationship. I'm only worried about mine. Some real talk right there, I suppose. You know, I don't want to talk about old goodbyes. I'm trying to have new hellos with you. That's one of the things I write in the book, Playology. You know, you can't be holding on to old goodbyes. Old goodbyes are gone. Yesteryear is yesteryear. We in this moment. This is where we at right now. This is what we got to deal with. And I know it's easier said than done, because we all got issues. Every last one of us are at times walking balls of contradiction. But you got to try. You got to try to enjoy this moment and let yesterday go, because if you keep holding on to that old scar, that wound ain't never going to heal. You feel me? That wound ain't never going to heal. So we got to figure out what this moment is about, what we're doing together, and how can we make this thing work. And that's some real talk for you. Hold on, I think we got a caller who wants to say something here. Let me check. 301 area code, you're online with us. Welcome to the show. You want to say something?
Yeah, I'm listening in, man. Listen, y'all drop some serious knowledge. It's cool, you know what it is.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Kobe? It's my East Coast fam, Pretty Tony.
What up, Tony? Welcome to the show. The East is in the
house. I just want to tell you, first of all, I love your books, man. You know, keep doing what you do, man. And I'm calling support. You know, you and Lamont, man, you got a great movement going on.
Oh, man, thanks for the love, brother. That's exactly what we're going to keep doing. And, of course, I already know if you're rolling with my man, Kate Dizzle, he's definitely supporting whatever movement you got going on the East Coast, man. Thanks for checking in, family.
No doubt, man.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, as we were saying, you know, we're going to keep this ball rolling. Can a player play? You know, 646-929-2870. You want to jump into the conversation, press the number one. If you just call in to hear your boy Pretty Tone or Kate Dizzle drop some knowledge, that's what we're here to do, because I personally feel there are not enough brothers out there sharing knowledge with more brothers. Real talk. And, you know what I mean? And we got to do that. Sometimes, you know, we take two steps ahead and we're so busy holding on to what we've learned that we've forgotten those that are behind us who need some of this game, who need to understand their place, because a lot of us brothers have grown up with our fathers or positive role models. Even they, once again, they go scarred again. You see, you can't even get away from it. I started off out scars of love,
We done got into scars of family. Now I'm getting into scars of single-parent households because them scars run deep right there, brothers and sisters. Because that's what we based a lot of what we do on is that household we grew up in, the things we learned or did not learn in that household. You feel me? That's what this show is about. For all the brothers out there, tell a friend, call in. This is our forum. This is where men come through and talk, and we represent for men, and we ain't going to be up on here female bashing, and we ain't going to be up on here doing no male bashing, but we're going to call a spade as we see it, and we're going to talk about how we can better and grow as men, because I love hip-hop. I love music. I love everything that we got going on as brothers right now. But one thing I don't see enough of is us brothers educating each other. With too many, you know what I mean, we're too thugged out. Not that we don't need to be thugged out, because that's how we survive. That's where we're from. But at the same time, enough of us ain't putting the whole thug mentality down for a minute just to drop some game on another young brother, sometimes even an older brother.
I don't even think it's thugged out, Tony. I think it's egoed out.
I could roll with that. I could definitely roll with that comment right there, man.
Egoed out, it's that force field that keep you from being able to receive knowledge. You know, egoed out.
Plenty of knowledge out there to be received, man. It's plenty of knowledge all of us need. We're all evolving. We're all becoming better. And that's another message I don't think that's out there enough. I see too many of my colleagues, my fellow brothers. And when I say brothers, I ain't just talking about my chocolate brothers. I'm talking about my Latino, my Asian, my Caucasian. I don't see enough of us brothers evolving. We're stagnated. We're locked into one way of thinking and doing, and these scars that we carry ain't allowing us to grow as men. You have got to grow as a man or you're forever a boy. So you can't be hollering out, well, I'm grown, with act like it. Well, you know, the word grown comes with certain things that you got to do. And one of the first things you've got to do is shake the scars of your daddy not being around. You got to shake the scars of how this is all I can be. This is all I know. This is all I'm going to be. You got to prop yourself up to succeed as a man or you will forever fail as a boy. Hold on. I think we got another caller here that's trying to say something. Let me let him in the room. 843 area code, you're on live with us. Welcome to the show. Can a player play? What can we do you for?
Hey, how you doing? This is Toya Collin, CEO of Word is Born Records.
Welcome, Toya. Glad you chimed in. You wanted to listen or you had something you wanted to say, sweetheart?
Yeah, basically, you know, just give a shout out to Lamont and everybody over there at World Movement. And, appreciate, you know, us supporting y'all. And, you know, they can check us out online at wordisbornrecords30.webs.com. We got our online club.
Toya, we talking about the scars of love. Now, I know you, where you at? You in Florida?
No, I'm in South Carolina.
Oh, you in South Carolina. Now, I know you got some crazy men and crazy women down there that's been brought some problems to the relationship. So tell us about that.
Man. Basically, man, I was with this boy, man. He basically wanted to beat up on women, and pretty much he, like, choked me and almost put me in a coma, and I cut his private parts and, basically got out the relationship. He's supposed to be getting married to a girl, but he strangled her, and now he's on death row for 5 counts of assault charges on females.
Damn.
So
basically,
once, you know, a man start abusing a woman, it's kind of like a cycle, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he do it with one woman, he'll pretty much do it with, like, all of the women. So the judge pretty much told him, since he was a convicted felon, he was tired of seeing him in there, because the same judge, remember, when me and him went to court. So basically, you know, the judge was just pretty much saying, sir, I'm tired of seeing you in here. You're getting a death penalty. So right now he got 25 to life without a parole, and he got to
go. Do you think that was a pattern that he got from like his father or his mother, or is that something he just did in other relationships before he got with you, or?
Well, see, what I think is, I was told that his daddy never did nothing like that, so he shouldn't have really did nothing like that because his mama got killed by an abusive man. So if his mama got killed by her boyfriend, that should have gave him more perspective and more, you know, that should have gave him a little more authority to say, well, my mama got killed by a man, so why do I want to put my hands on a woman, you know what I'm saying? But some people, you know, they try to say it's like it runs in the genes. No, it don't. A man don't have to put his hands on a woman to make them listen or make them do what they need them to do. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You see, damn, she just brought, we asked the question and she provided it. Hold on. Thanks for calling in, Toya. I don't know who this is. 111, you're live with us. Welcome to Kenneth Player. Player, you wanted to chime in?
Yeah, I'm the guy that usually you put on hold for about 30 minutes at a time.
Joe!
Yeah.
We're having a joke.
What's up, guys? Just thought I'd say that, just so when you go to break, you know, you might want to remember I'm on the line.
Absolutely. Welcome, Joe. I'm glad. I know you got something to say, brother.
Well, what's the topic? Is it about her abusive boyfriend, or is it about
the
scars of love?
It's basically about the scars of yesteryear, of the scars that we carry from childhood, from relationships, from somebody who treated us bad in high school, from our daddy hitting us, from a girlfriend who just thought she could take you on a ride. Whatever you want to apply the word scar to, we're talking about the scars from yesteryear and how deep they can run, and they will follow you all the way into today, into this very moment.
Well, I happen to agree with you. Yeah, that's what emotional baggage is all about. Whatever happened to us in the past stays with us to today. So, yeah, as you said when I was holding on, that people have to try to shake them as best they can. Sometimes those scars are so deep and so hurtful, it takes more than just simple introspection. You have to maybe go see a psychiatrist or psychologist, but they're probably all effed up themselves, so what do you do?
And that's the truth. That young lady who was just on the line before was talking about the abusive boyfriend that she had, who he had a cycle of abusing women, and it led all the way back to his mother getting killed by an abusive boyfriend. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that of course is tragic when somebody gets killed when you're in a relationship. I guess it's the scars that probably keep you there. To me, sometimes you gotta. The first time around, usually she's with the guy who's been beating her for a while. My particular perspective on that is, if you're living together, if you're married, if you're definitely afraid that this guy's going to kill you, I can understand you're not moving out because he will follow you and he will kill you. At least you have, you know, the very grounded fear of that. But if you're a woman and if you're living across town, your boyfriend is living across town, and you get into a car to see him time after time, and he's beating you time after time, I don't have sympathy for you. You're not a victim. You're a partner. You want to get beat. Now, if that makes people feel that it's a controversial statement, too bad. You have a choice. You don't have to see him. You go in your car. You step on the pedal. You visit his house. You stay over. You get beat. You come back. You're a partner. You're a partner in a sadomasochistic relationship. Tough.
Hey, Dizzle, are you with us?
Yeah, okay, I'm right.
I'm moving some stuff around here on the switchboard.
Cool V's still on hold, man. He had something he wanted to say, 301.
Okay, let me let Cool V. Cool V, you're back in the building with us, brother.
Man, first of all, man, wow. The conversation, we went deep. I mean, I got a couple things to say. First thing, on behalf of all the ignorant brother and sister, I apologize to you, but that's not all of us. And so far as a guy that went through the experience and used that as an excuse, that's just bullcrap. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in life, as a baby, you fall down, you get back up, you learn how to walk. You know what I'm saying? And that's anything in life. You don't have to repeat a cycle. It just shows you a weak person, period. The true character of a person is when they face with opposition, how they respond to it. And I do understand, you know, so far as when cats will say, well, things they went through, because I'm one of the, I guess what they would say, quote-unquote statistic, where, you know, father wasn't there. I had friends that father wasn't there and dealt with the same thing and did the same thing that their father did to them. And I didn't turn out that same way. So, I don't look at and give anybody any excuse. You can be whatever you want to be in life, period. There's people that have been through worse things traumatically that still success. You can check on the internet and see thousands and hundreds of stories. I think that a lot of times people just want people to feel sorry for them, so they fall back into that because they get caught into a cycle, a repetitive cycle, where they don't look out. It's just like saying people that, you know, have never left their hood and then give that excuse, well, you know, we can't leave the hood. Well, you know, nobody held you at gunpoint. Back in the days, we were slaves and we were forced to do things. Nobody's forced nobody to do nothing these days. So it's choices in life you make. The choices are going to make you or break you. And I think that the biggest problem that we have right now in the community and that goes on is that we don't have, most of us, and this may sound real stupid, we just got to do a simple thing, and that's love. Love has stopped and has almost ceased. I remember back in the days where, you know, you had the OGs, they used to come and they used to school us as kids growing up, you know, whether it was it could be a wino, it could have been a drug dealer. I remember cats when I was growing up, they would say, yo, young blood, this ain't for you. You know what I'm saying? That stopped you. If I catch a hooky in school, dog, we going to tear you up or whatever. You even had the OGs that, I remember if I was caught cussing on the bus or doing something wrong, it was went thrown back and then I got the whole treatment through the whole fam. Nowadays, we just got to a point where we just don't care. And it goes for a lot of things, whether it's child abuse, whether it's spouse abuse, whether it's domestic violence, you know, whether it's gang violence. We don't give a damn we don't care until it hits home. And I think that we need to start caring more and showing love and start helping out people. And a lot of people who have been successful, a successful person isn't a person that made success for themselves in life and then moves on. It's a person that made success and inspire and help others. Because at the end of the day, you know, people forget that you would not be a success. It was somebody that gave you a break. I don't care if he hired you for the job. I don't care if he gave you a reference. Somebody did something for you in life. You don't just grow up to be a success and become. We had to vote for Obama to become president, so it's things don't just happen. Everybody needs a helping hand, but people forget sometimes. Never forget that somebody helped you to that pedestal. I think that we just need to go back to the each one teach one to reach one, and having discussions like this and the show like this kind of helps that whole train of thought. And I think that we need to be having more discussions like that. But not only that, I appreciate everybody when I'm loving in this conversation, everybody's saying real answers and real talk. So far as everybody stop talking to victims and we are just victims and you don't have to be a victim all the time. Sometimes you choose to be a victim like that. I heard the other gentleman say, you're right, you choose to be a victim. But so far as the psychological scars, at the end of the day, you know, it just shows the type of person and character you are because, you know, nobody forced you to stay anywhere. So if you stay somewhere, if you're forced to say I can't be somebody because my father wasn't nothing, that's all I'm going to be, that's a cop-out, point blank, you know what I'm saying? And so fathers, you know, brothers give an excuse, and especially when I hate to hear that story when, you know, his father or his parents didn't do it to him. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm seeing cats, for example, right now, I'm tired of seeing cats hustling coming from Cosby family. You know what I'm saying? With them hustling backwards, most people that hustle came out of situations we hustled to get out, you know what I'm saying, to get something better because we didn't have nothing. They didn't have the education. They didn't have, you know, the money, the monetary needs to succeed. So they did what they had to do to get up, you know, to survive. But so far as cash is coming from Cosby households, mom's a doctor, pop's a lawyer, and you still out here talking about you hustling on the block and you from Bel Air, it just ain't making no sense these days. And I'm not knocking. I'm just kicking real talk. The realest thing to be is to be yourself. And I think nowadays we just, with all this reality TV and everything else, we didn't turn the generation copycat. Nobody's scared to be themselves. And I think be with yourself. There's nothing wrong with picking up a book. There's nothing wrong with being educated. There's nothing wrong with out there, you know what I'm saying, getting a good job. And there's nothing wrong with helping your fellow man. And nothing wrong with talking to people, you know, that you may feel like, because what people don't realize, there's some people that's millionaires that had, was victims of something happened. Maybe they had a Wall Street loss or something happened. They became homeless or something happened. They lost all their finances, but at the end of the day, they still didn't lose their knowledge. So you can always get knowledge from anywhere, you know, anywhere. And people who have been through something can tell you more because they burnt and they want to change the situation. So you never know when knowledge and wisdom is going to present itself. And you also got to be humble and always remain, you know, that person. Be real to yourself. Never be above nobody. Fly on earth. Everybody flying in these clouds and flying elsewhere trying to be somebody else or trying to be a superstar. This or that person. And the realest thing to be yourself.
Right on, brother. And wow, my man took it. He had a lot to say. Hey, I'm gonna tell you something though. That's what this show is all about. That's one of the reasons I started. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna front. The Playology movement was started on a street level, but I've kind of grown it to become more than that. It's become a forum because my man just made a very critical point that a lot of time. We've gotten so accustomed to using the excuses as crutches. Well, you know, this didn't happen, but you still got to try. There's nothing wrong, or, you know, in being civil in a relationship. I spend a great deal of time in my own relationships that I nurture, and I'm talking about business relationships, personal relationships, intimate relationships, family relationships, trying to practice being civil, trying to practice getting a point across and listening. And trying to go back and forth to better ourselves. There ain't nothing wrong with that no more. But a lot of times right now, it's like Lamont said, it's this ego thing now. It's this ego. Mm-hmm. And we have pushed ignorance to the forefront and intelligence to the back burner. You know, if a brother speak a certain way, he's soft. If a brother speak a certain way, oh, he with the white man. If a brother speak a certain way, you selling out. If a brother trying to better himself, you know what I mean? What is wrong with bettering yourself? Yeah, we three over there.
You know what I'd like, Sonny? I would like for you or Diddy or for anybody who has a show to bring on as a guest anybody who feels that they can't make it. Because then I like to get on and I like to question the person. Why do you feel this way? Do you feel it's this way because of your parents? Do you feel it's because you haven't gotten a good enough education? Do you feel there's racism that's prevalent? I like to ask that type of person those kind of questions to find out what real nitty-gritty is.
Well, yes, indeed. And we could probably set that up, too, because a lot
you
of
could?
Times it's going okay. back to what K. Diddy said earlier about life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes what you have done is you have bought, not you haven't bought into your life, you have bought into the lives that have been around you as you were growing, and you didn't see your uncle naked, you didn't see your auntie naked, you didn't see your mama naked, you didn't see your daddy naked, so you just bought right into that premise that maybe I ain't going to make it. And once you let those seeds creep into your head, you can't get them out. These are the scars that we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to throw it out there if you're wondering, you know, why we are talking about love. Everything that we're talking about right now is actually about love and relationship.
Right.
Because the first thing you got to love is yourself before any other love can come to you or flow from you.
You know what I think the debate is, though? I think the debate would boil down to, are past experiences that much of a shackle on our egos versus can we overthrow those shackles as easily as people say we can? So that to me would be.
Joe, I think myself, I think the insecurities is just as big a demon as the ego, because there's a lot of people people are insecure. For a lot of different reasons, man, and that just drains the energy. It just drains all the fuel out of their gas tank, so they really can't even get it up to be about anything, man.
Yeah.
You know what, and if I may say something, I definitely agree with you on that, and that's not just with the scars, but even with the way we do business, because, like, you have all these people, that's like when I hate to say it, when it comes to urban business, that there can only be one crap that they taught us and sold to us for so long, and we buying into a big lie. We've been buying, I hate to say it, but even when people talk about the 40 laws of power, the biggest piece of crap I've ever heard or read. Let me tell you why. People say that's the way corporate America, we already know how they think. If you lived in life long enough and you're past 18 and you're African-American or you're any urban descent, or hell, if you're middle class, you didn't see how corporate America thinks, okay? And at the end of the day, man, they're a big lie. If working together wasn't the key, then there wouldn't be companies like Viacom in existence, okay? They run the whole world in the gambit right now. There wouldn't be Sprint merging with AT&T and all these major competitors merging together if that wasn't the case. I think the problem is that what we feel like is that a lot of people feel like that they can't succeed if the next person succeeds, or if the next person succeeds over them, then they're going to look down on them. Or if they know that how they would do if they were in that position, you know, because a lot of times, I know every last one of us has been somewhere where we didn't work with somebody that once they got to a certain position, they started treating other people bad, or, you know, you had a boss that he turned out to be a jerk, you know, and that's why most people are self-sufficient nowadays based off of dealing with jerks, you know, people like that in the workforce. I think that those things, it's far from the very root is, like we said, love. People, you know, whether they come and take a home, they, like, you got cops just, you know, out there, you know what I'm saying, out there beating on people just because, you know, they used to get beat up when they was in school, so now they're going to do that same thing. Or you got some people that become bosses and they was, you know, picked on and now they making money, so now they start treating their employees like crap. At the end of the day, they need a hug. And all these people out here that's doing that stupidness, man, they forget that. You know, when you out here doing karma, the one thing, I always say this all the time, if you plant seeds, you grow flowers, you kick that, you grow weed, point blank. And a lot of people just don't get the basic concept, man. It, you know, you are what you have around you. And a lot of times, some of us gravitate and we love the negativity. I grew up from that same type of, you know, environment. I'm from the hood, grew up in all that. See the projects, roaches and rats, you know, father was in there, you know, half of my family was in that hustle mode, the same thing. I didn't been through all that. So, to me, I don't see that as an excuse because at the end of the day, most people I know, there's not a person that's been in the hood that never wanted out the hood when they was going through real situations, period. Nobody said, I love projects, roaches and rats. That's a choice that you make that you want to perpetuate in the cycle that you've grown accustomed to. You know, I mean, everybody that we see, there's most of the Tupac. When you go past from Lil Wayne, same thing. People see the after story, never see the before story, and never see what cats go through. And that's why so many people, at the end, some people, you know, take it extreme, and when they get to success, they forget where they come from because they've been away from it so long, and they lose sense of reality. Some people never forget, and they help, and they go back and cultivate where they come from. So, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it just shows the true characteristics of a person. And what we got to realize is everybody on this planet was placed on this planet for something. You got to find your reason and what type of legacy you want to leave when you live. Did you just live here or you did something?
Brother, you my man. You Lamont people. But now you just officially joined the movement, brother, because I keep telling everybody that, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Real talk, man. Everybody got a purpose and a reason, and too many of us have spent too little of our lives engaged in finding what your purpose on this planet is. We've engaged in all other manner of bullshit. We get caught up in trivial shit. Get caught up in stuff that at the end of the day, when we sit down and we have a conversation, you look at it. Say you spent the last week arguing with somebody, you'd be like, that really don't even make no damn sense. Because too many people are rolling around aimlessly, just going through the motions, going through life, thinking that their motherfucking life is a video game or a movie, or they think that, you know what I mean, it's a scene out of New Jack City or Boys in the Hood or whatever it is. And they don't have no purpose, man. You have got to find a purpose in life. Everybody was not sent here to be the president of the company. Some people were sent here to be the architect. Some people were sent here to be the one responsible for keeping the skyscraper clean. Everybody has got to find a purpose. Your purpose, if you have kids, first and foremost becomes to make sure your kids have a good life. Because you chose to have them. You understand what I'm saying? And then what happens is, going back to the scars again, a lot of us are too busy still letting the scar fester that we pass that same scar onto our children or our child, and then that same wound is going generational now, but nobody has ever bothered to tell us that. That's what the movement is about.
Hey.
We got to talk, brothers.
Mm-hmm.
We got to talk, brothers. Go ahead.
Tony, I'll tell you what my personal perspective is on what my purpose is to be happy on this planet, doing it my way. Very simple.
And you know what? But you found that purpose, right, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
You found that purpose. You're like, that's how I grow.
Say that again?
I said that's the purpose that you find because you're like, this is the way Joe grows. My
yeah.
purpose is to do things my way and be happy.
Yeah. To do it
well,
my
Joe,
way.
Joe seemed like he just goes straight to the gut with the fundamental senses. If he's not happy, he can't make anybody else happy either. So let's be happy.
Well,
first.
I'll try, but if I can't, then I have to move on, or you got to move on, plain and simple. I'm too old to play, well, not to play games, but I'm too old to be as confused as I was about life when I was a kid. When I was growing up, I was confused as hell because every time I got taught something in school, my observations were contrary to what I was taught in school. So it wasn't until I was in my late 20s or 30s till I started to reconcile those, those sources of confusion. Now I'm not confused anymore. I know that when I observe something, draw a conclusion from it, that generally I'm right, and all the bullshit that's being, heaped on us as Americans about what, here we go with the government or what life should be or what relationships should be, most of the time it comes from the perspective of somebody who's either jealous or insecure or just plain stupid. So I do things my way, and I'm happy doing it my way. Doesn't mean I'm going to believe that everybody should do it my way or I'm going to try to impose what I believe on other people. But there was a saying back in the 60s, I do my thing, you do your thing. I'm not in this world to live up to your expectations, and you're not in this world to live up to mine. But if we come together, then it's beautiful.
That's dope. You know what's funny? It's just like your man had that song, forget the guy, I did it my way.
Oh, Sinatra.
But at the end of the day, Sinatra.
Frankie.
Yeah, remember that? I did it my way.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like this. The biggest thing that people have to do, and you're right, and one thing about me is I think that everybody have to know their own path and it goes back to loving yourself. And, mm-hmm. and even doing it your way goes back to love. If you don't love yourself, you don't have an idea of yourself, then you can't help nobody else out. But at the end of the day, too, we still have to not only just love ourselves, but also help the people and what's coming behind us, because we can't complain about society, about violence, about anything or anything we see if we're not. Because my grandma used to always tell me, she said, either you're part of the problem or part of the solution. Don't like it, change it. Point back. And so for me, I live my life by those rules in a sense where I'm not trying to appease nobody. It's a difference. You don't have to live your life to appease somebody else. First, you got to be happy with you. Because if you wake up and you don't like that person to marry, then you're not going to reflect that on anybody else you come across or you deal with. But at the same point in time, too, I was always taught to treat people and respect others the way I want to be respected or dealt with. I think that the problem is a lot of times people forget that factor, too. And I think that's one of the main factors we've forgotten. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how many
times, even when you talk about doing business, and I guarantee you, if I make the statement, everybody, 90% of people listening, everybody in this phone call, and then listening to this radio show, then dealt with it. How many times have you dealt with somebody that, even when they're doing business, and they'll give you their card, they won't even ask in exchange of what you need in goods and services? Like when me and Lamont first met, we both was talking about what can we do for each other. Brother, how can I help you? How can you help me out? And that's how we came in the basis of even meeting. But that's become a kind of a thing of the past nowadays, and I think that once we start learning that we got to treat others the way we want to be treated, and that doesn't apply with business, personal, relationship, everything. Like you see the guys out there, that guy who's out there hitting people. I'm pretty sure the first time somebody lays hands on him, he want to cry and talk about, abuse and da-da-da, but yeah, he hitting all these women. But yeah, as soon as the dude give it to him, because karma's a bee, and you get it in life. It doesn't matter. You may not get it at that time in the same exact way. It may happen where he may not ever get beat up, but then he turned 80 years old, he's in an old folks home, and he got some dude beat his ass at 80 years old. Sometimes you see all these things happen to old people. Like, well, how did that happen? You never know what they did when they was younger.
Karma is a beast. You got to watch how you treat people. It will come back to you. The law of gravity, what goes up must come down. Most people forget that fact. And I think that if we start living our life by those bases and just putting out good seeds and just start really, truly, honestly, not just saying we love each other and love, you know, love somebody when they're doing something for you and we expect to just do things from the good of your heart and then expect it. We don't expect the best from people. I mean, I don't know how many times nowadays you can walk up to a person and say hi and be nice and they think you're about to rob them or something. I mean, I had somebody literally tell me, why are you so happy all the time? I'm like, see, I'm living. What am I supposed to do? I'm not gonna walk around mad, but people nowadays is like misery loves company. That's why violence sells the most. Sex, drug, violence sells the most. That's why horror movies are number one. You see these people and they'll put out people in jail, but they show you exactly how to do it, and they're getting billions of dollars in this industry for doing so. So that just shows you the type of world we live in. A big contradiction. We just got to stop, you know, like you said, buying into the lies and all that reality TV and all. Half those people we trying to be like don't even like their damn self.
I got one word for that, man. It's just called, I just like to say, man, just keep it righteous. If you just keep the way that you live and the way you treat people and your views on things, you keep it righteous. It kind of keeps you in a guideline. It kind of keeps you in your lane. You know what I mean?
Here's where I'm about to start some issues. Because normally when I say this to people think I'm crazy. Everybody needs to be slightly narcissistic. I'm a firm believer in that. I believe that each and every one of us needs to have a slight measure of narcissism in us where you keep your star player in focus. But the key to it is the balance in identifying with others and knowing what moment you're in. You understand what I'm saying? You need just a hint of narcissism in you where you can keep your star player in focus so that you can get your star player together, and in turn with your star player being together, you can help somebody else get their shine on.
Well, wouldn't you say any true hunter or any true survivalist or any true person that pays attention to anything should be aware of their surroundings at all times?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's easier said than done. It is easier said than done because sometimes so many distractions are coming your way. Sometimes you're trying to be focused on one thing and you got six different people trying to draw your attention to other stuff that on a scale of 1 to 10 measures about a 1.0, but in their world is huge, but you can't tell them that because then it's called you talking down to me or you looking down to me. No, we're not going to sit up and talk about what such and such doing, not doing, getting involved in. You can keep all that over there. What we need to talk about is what I'm doing today, what we're doing today to further or better ourselves. Not only bettering yourself ain't even got to be about money. Bettering yourself is just my goal in this lifetime. I have simple goals to be a better man than I was yesterday and be a better father than I was yesterday. Those are my goals in life. And sometimes when you say things like that, a lot of people can't relate to it because they have been bogged down by what society has placed on them, like all that reality TV. You know, everybody walks around here thinking they're in a music video, man. Everybody around here talking, you know what I mean? Say that again?
Real talk.
Yeah. Everybody around here walking around thinking they're in a music video or something, man. And life in itself is a simple thing, but at the same time, it is so complex. It's ever evolving. It is ever changing. It is ever moving. And if you're not up on the movements, you're going to get left behind. And then you can't place no blame at nobody else's feet because you know what? If you grew up in a circumstance, that didn't nurture you and didn't give you the necessary nutrients for you to grow as an individual, when you become old enough, you have got to nurture yourself. You have got to grow yourself. Too many people get stagnated in holding on to the nested nutrients of yesteryear. And that's what today's show is about. I want to thank Joe. Joe, we love you calling in. Still am waiting to do your show. Jay Dizzle. My man V from the East Coast, we loved having you. We're going to network soon. Y'all know it's a world movement thing. And for everybody out there, if you ain't got your copy of the new book yet, I don't know what you're waiting on. Who is she and what is she to you, man? Real talk. Join the movie. We'll be back next week. Live again.
Every Sunday, 2:30, right here on Can a Player Play. Come back and join us. Just a world movement thing. Y'all coming. Much love to all y'all for joining us. And see you next week.
Night.
Juggling drugs, using abuse, beautiful struggling, and when you can be bubbling, the voice of the